Welcome to the Sales Squared Podcast, your destination for leveling up in sales, marketing, and business development.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Join us to hear real entrepreneurs with real experiences, engaging with real experts from the world of sales, business, and entrepreneurship. And now for another Sales Squared Value Bomb.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Sales Squared Podcast. And today, because we are now in mid-June, it's going to be a holiday special episode. So I recently took a lovely trip down to Greece. So we went to Rhodes and it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was hot. There was cold beers and it was a really good recharge. And I really recommend for all of the entrepreneurs out there, for all of the executives out there, you know, make sure to take that, even if it's just a week over summer. Take that time out, because I've come back and I feel so much more refreshed. It's been a year building out the business, and you know, daily long days and a lot of hours, and to take that week and literally just chill and really not do a lot apart from sunbathe and swim and go to the beach and just let my mind relax, I feel so much better for it now. So for all of those grinders out there, I definitely recommend, you know, give yourself a little break and you'll come back and you'll be way more effective. But today I want to talk a little bit about a story from when we went into Rhodes Old Town, which is a really, really cool spot. Recommended if you get a chance to get down there. But yeah, I went down there with my girlfriend and we were exploring the Old Town markets. So to get into it, we're walking down the cobbled streets. Around every rustic corner and down every passage, there are salespeople in their rawest form, right? So, you know, the types when you're outside a bar or a taverna, and there are the reps or the owners or the barman or whoever they are within the, you know, within the restaurant. They're coming out and they're clamoring towards you. They're inviting you in. They're pitching you, basically. So as we walk down the streets, we, you know, quite aggressively, we get these reps clamoring towards us, or clamoring towards anyone and everyone basically that walk past their taverna. And you know, it's shouting, "Hey, come in for a drink. You know, I'll give you a great deal. Do you want to eat something? You know, come in for gyros or souvlaki or whatever it is." And you know, this prospecting is the lifeblood of these small businesses. They need to be, you know, they're basically salespeople for them. They need to be out there. They need to be pounding the streets. And I'm sure they do get people in that way. And I actually admire the persistence of some of the salespeople. And after rejection, after rejection, after rejection, they're still maintaining that energy. And that's pretty admirable in itself. The problem, though, was that every single approach, more or less, was just the same. They were just pitching. And I started thinking about this from like a sales perspective. Like, what were they doing wrong? Why was I not interested to visit them? Why was I actually switched off from engaging with them? And I came down to it. The problem was that they weren't understanding my needs. Nobody was differentiating themselves. And the kind of repetitive approaches, they just led me to put my guard up against anyone who approached me. And it was just a polite, you know, "No thanks." And then we'd continue our exploration of the Old Town. But eventually we perused past a small, kind of intimate looking taverna. This time it was different. So instead of the aggressive pitch that we've been getting, an old Greek man caught me with a warm smile and a casual hello. He said something like, you know, "It's hot today, right?" And I agreed. I was beginning to sweat. It was like 33 degrees. And he just said, "Oh, hey, would you like to take a break from walking, you know, get a bit of shade?" And I thought to myself, you know, actually, now you mention it, yeah, I would. So I pricked up a little bit and he said back to me, "Oh, you're English. Whereabouts are you from? London, Manchester?" And I said, "Yes, I'm English, from Oxford. Do you know it?" And had a little bit of a chit chat. And I really started to get a sense from this guy that he actually has an interest in me. He cares enough to learn a little bit more about his potential customer. And by asking just that question, you know, "Where are you from?" he starts to build a bit of rapport and he activates my self-disclosure feedback loop. So this is a really cool concept from a book I'm reading at the minute, Sales EQ by Jeb Blount. But basically, when you ask people to talk about themselves, it activates this self-disclosure feedback loop, which is basically when someone begins talking about themselves, they begin telling you a bit of their story, they'll just keep going on and start revealing a lot of more information And it really helps to keep the conversation going and engaged. And that's why, you know, you read these classic books on sales or relationships, how to win friends and influence people. For example, one of the key concepts in that book is ask people questions, really show an interest in them, because it's going to make them reveal to you, you know, what it is they're looking for, what it is they're all about, and they're going to warm to you a lot more. So anyway, that really helped to keep me engaged in the conversation a bit, and just enough for him to ask another well-placed question. He just said, "Hey, are you thirsty? Would you like to drink? You know, we got ice cold draft beer, we've got glasses of wine, and we have some seats right here under the shade." And I just said, "Actually, yeah, you know, I am thirsty. Thanks for asking." And just said to Kate, "Hey, you know, let's take a seat here, let's get a drink," and we were sold. So simply by him differentiating himself, by him taking the time to show me that he understood my pain points, which were I was hot, I was thirsty, I was tired from walking, and he asked some questions to make an effort to really qualify me as a customer. Not only did he get to the heart of my challenge and make me realize that I needed a solution, because it was hot and I wanted a nice cold beer to cool me down and get out of the sun, but as a positive side effect of him asking that qualifying question, he built rapport, he built trust, he proved that he cared about me as a customer and wanted to serve me, not just take my money. And simply by asking how he could best serve my needs, we chose his Taverna instead of the dozens of others offering exactly the same thing. And the difference was, instead of him just pitch slapping me, he actually diligently qualified me by leading with the challenges at hand, and instead of leading with his solution with just no context. And needless to say, we had great beer in there, and he even upsold us some food, so he did pretty well, and all because he obviously was experienced in this and knew what he was doing. So why is this story relevant? And the reason why is because the same thing that happens on the old town streets of Rhodes happens every single day on social media, in telemarketing, and in sales. So people, they just pitch blindly without taking the time to set that context. They don't showcase the challenges they solve. They don't ask well-placed questions to qualify their prospects. And in turn, by them not following this process, they only basically show their potential customers that they don't genuinely care about serving their needs, but instead they just care about making the sales. So always ask these two questions before pitching someone. Firstly, what are the biggest challenges that this person faces? And secondly, how can I set the context by leading with these challenges to actually just prove that I understand them? Instead of just pitching straight away, and you probably see it on LinkedIn all the time, "Hey, I'm a software developer, do you want to buy my service?" No, you know, LinkedIn's a great vehicle for generating leads. But instead, if you just lead with a challenge, "Hey, you know, I work with business owners, I come across these three challenges in my line of business. Can you relate to any of them at all? Well, if you can, then we have X solution, and I'd love to just have a 15-minute chat with you to see about how we can make your life a bit easier." That's a service-led approach instead of just a pitching, self-absorbed approach. So that change, and it's kind of a subtle change, I guess, just that change makes a huge difference, and it not only increases your likelihood of generating qualified leads through social, through email, through telemarketing, through face-to-face sales, but it really saves you the effort of speaking for too long with people that are not a good fit for your service and wasting both your time and the prospect's time. So by taking an approach like that, you're not just going to qualify out leads, but you're going to build rapport with them too, right from the start of that relationship, and really position yourself as somebody that genuinely cares about helping your customer. So back to this book I'm reading right now, Sales EQ. Jeb Blount basically says the sales experience is the most important predictor of success in closing a deal. So by making that effort up front to qualify leads, to show them that you understand their challenges, you really begin to create an excellent sales experience that naturally leads to making that sale. And you know, I work with B2B business owners all over the globe, and the number one challenge I come across in sales in particular is closing new deals and gaining new clients. So it's not a surprise really that the most popular sales articles out there, one of our most popular podcasts, is about closing. This is a topic that everyone wants to know about. How do I close? How do I close the deal? And there's a lot of frustrated salespeople, business owners out there who think that closing is the most challenging aspect of the sales process. But in reality, it's not. In fact, closing is quite simple once you master the most important element of the sales process, which is qualification. It doesn't matter if you've got the best tools, the best tactics, the best polished approach to sales in the world. If you're not speaking with a qualified prospect, you're not going to be successful. And true qualification, in reality, it's, this person needs to be experiencing an immediate challenge related to your service. They need to be actively in the market for a solution. They need to be open and receptive to speaking with you. They need to be able to make a final decision on purchasing your solution, and they need to be able to afford your solution. So that's like five pillars there. If they're not in place, your time is being wasted. So really the goal of increasing sales, it shouldn't be to focus on the end of the funnel, for example, closing. Where it really should be focused is on the beginning of the funnel. So qualifying leads as quickly as possible, and then just filling your pipeline full of those qualified leads. The more, the better. In the book 80-20 Sales Marketing by Perry Marshall, he states that that cold calling is a cardinal sin of sales. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I believe there's a lot of merit in the value of cold calling as a tool for finding qualified leads. But what I do agree is that if you're a senior salesperson, if you're the business owner, you probably shouldn't be spending your time knocking on doors on cold calling or speaking with prospects who aren't there yet, who aren't qualified by your metrics. So if you can outsource that or delegate that, and then you only spend the time speaking with qualified prospects, then you're going to be really pushing up that 80-20 curve in your favor, and spending time on the biggest bang for your buck activities in sales. So yeah, if you can just master that, only speak with qualified prospects, then a lot of your sales process is going to take care of itself, because think about it, you're only speaking with people you can genuinely help with your service. And all that is needed once qualification is in place is a solid sales process, a really keen listening ear, so you can find out how you can really help, and also just dedication to finding the right solution to the challenge at hand for your prospect. And just remember, guys, before we wrap this up, that sales is service. So once you have a qualified lead in front of you, it's really your duty to serve them with your solution. And we'll wrap up on that today, but I think it's a really powerful lesson. And yeah, let me know, drop me an email, drop me a message on LinkedIn. What are some of the stories that you have from weird experiences on holiday or traveling or just from day-to-day life where it's taught you actually a lot about business? Because this one was a bit of an eye-opener, and it's funny how in two very different scenarios, an old town in Greece and the modern day selling on online, there's so many similarities and crossovers, and people are making the same mistakes, and the ones that are successful are using the same principles. So yeah, drop me a note if you have any cool stories. Of course, please subscribe to the podcast, and if you leave a 5-star review, then I will be forever in your debt and very grateful. So I look forward to speaking again soon, guys, and take care for now.